And now joining me from, I would imagine, a very jubilant celebration is the District 18 State Senator-elect, Lois W. Kolkhorst. And how does that sound?
Well, it's pretty humbling, and I'm not real used to it yet, but I will just say to everybody, I want to say thank you. We ran a campaign that was about grassroots, and I can't say enough about the constituents of House District 13 and what they have allowed me to do as a state representative, and we've done together, and then their response in this election where they poured out and voted, and I'm just humbled by it, and I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. This was not a win by one person. This was a win by thousands of people that worked hard, that knocked on doors, that made phone calls, that put out signs, that gave donations, that just made phone calls for us to remind people to vote, to just spread the word. And I'm just so proud to be able to represent our area as a state senator and to take, this momentum into the state senate and to follow in Glenn Hager's footsteps, who was a great guy originally from Waller County and later moved it to Katy, but he's going to be the state comptroller, and I'll follow in his footsteps of doing a great job in representing the people of Senate District 18.
And you finished nearly 20 points ahead of your closest competitor. What does that say about the message, the grassroots message that you delivered?
Yeah, let me say this. I know everybody received mailers that were half-truths and innuendos and untruths, and I will just tell you that we ran a campaign on a proven record, and it was very positive, and I just want to thank the voters for responding to that, and it was hard to take some of that day after day after day and not lash out, but we just stayed on course, stayed positive, talked about what we have done and what we can do in the Senate, and that's what the voters responded to.
And now as you get ready to take over as a state senator in a new position, what are some of the things you feel that are most pressing, some of the things that you feel need to be addressed as you get ready for the next session of the legislature?
Well, like we have talked about with the voters and the constituents, obviously the border is heavy on our mind, especially with the current president's actions. I think water is going to be a huge issue in the next session, and certainly for Senate District 18, as we're in the lower basin of all the river authorities and with groundwater. Right there in the top three or four is transportation. And then public education is going to be a huge focus of mine. And, higher education, of course, with Blinn College and some of the other universities and colleges that we have in the Senate District. And then I think that Texas is leading the nation. It is leading the nation in job creation and in pushback against government overreach and really just true liberties. Texas is a pioneer state, and we're going to stay that way, and we're going to lead this nation.
And talk also about, you talked about the support from the voters, but also talk about some of the support you received, such as you received the endorsements of Governor Perry, Governor-elect Abbott, Senator Hager, and many other high-profile people that supported your campaign.
Ed, I was so flattered, to receive those endorsements, not just by the big statewide, but also by the grassroots groups that I interviewed with. You had to go through an interviewing process, and we got every endorsement. And I think that's because we had a proven track record. Governor-elect Greg Abbott just called me and offered me congratulations, and it was good. He said, can't wait to work with you in the Senate, and we're going to do good things together. And I'm extremely excited.
And also talk a little bit about the family end of this, because it was nothing for the people the last 2 weeks to be driving down Main Street in Brenham to see your family members out there holding up signs, vote today, get out, early vote,
yeah.
Vote. Talk about the family support that you received.
Yeah, let me say something. Not just the volunteers, but my family, whether that was Jimmy, Lois, Kate, Jake, my sisters, Robin, Lori, my brother Rob, my mother-in-law Vivian, my sister-in-law Kathy Pavlovsky, they were all out there every day. you know, and so many people, when you run a race this big, you've got to have friends that, you know, are willing to help you out if you need one of your children to have a ride. So everybody was helping on so many different levels. But, yes, we did that grassroots where we were out on corners holding up signs saying vote today to remind the voters. It was truly a team effort with so many people. I was standing at a poll today, Ed, and I just by myself, and I started looking back at all the effort and all of the people that helped us and you know, the sacrifices. You know, I can't say enough about Lois, Kate, Jake, and Jimmy and the sacrifices that you make when you serve the people. It's extremely rewarding, and you have to be called for that, and every job makes you sacrifice. But this race was tough, and it was a lot longer than 3 weeks. You know, we started on this journey back in really April and May, very quietly. We announced on the Courthouse Square on August the 12th, but we've done a ton of work leading up to that. And then from that day forward, we're talking 12, 18-hour days every day. I think the only day I took off was Thanksgiving Day. So I thank everybody that was involved, and especially that family. They're a good group.
And finally, one last question. There's going to be a special election now for your District 13 seat. What advice would you give to whoever succeeds you in this position?
Well, House District 13 is extremely special. Of course, 6 of the 7 counties are in Senate District 18, but, you know, Grimes County is not. It's in Senate District 5. I think Lois Kate said it best the other day. She was in LaGrange helping me out campaign. She came back and she said, "Mom, you've got the coolest House District in all of Texas. It's just beautiful. The people are great, and it's just really cool." And I think she summed it up. I said, "Yes, ma'am, that is right. You are absolutely right, Lois Kate." So I would say to anybody considering running that House District 13 is special. And I have some remorse, of leaving that seat. But I know that I have 6 of the 7 counties in it, and I'll be working for them on just a different side of the rotunda. So I would say, you know, the voters deserve to hear the issues. And you know, obviously somebody, it's going to be a new person. And so I would say, you know, get ready to run hard, work hard, listen to the people, and they'll tell you what they want.